From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. It's spring, and that means spring cleaning. And since a lot of that stuff ends up at garage sales and yard sales, it also means it's garage sale season. We're going to be getting some expert advice and tips in just a minute about garage saling and haggling and how to find really cool stuff at garage sales. But we also want to hear from you. What's the most amazing thing that you've ever found at a garage sale? Perhaps it was a valuable antique that you got for a steal, or a prized possession that's worth a lot to you, but maybe nobody else. Give us a call, 206-543-5869. It's 206-543-KUOW. Toll free, 1-800-289-5869. You can write us and send a picture of your garage sale finds. That's conversation at KUOW.org. Here's what we heard from some of you earlier today.
I found the soundtrack on CD to the movie Deep Throat at an older woman's yard sale, among all her other kitschy knickknacks. So it was an interesting find, and it was only 50 cents, and I got it.
And we want to hear from you, 206-543-5869. Let us know what you found at garage sales, the coolest, the greatest, the weirdest, 206-543-5869, or email us a photograph of it, conversation at KUOW.org. Rosie Saya joins us first. She owns Rhinestone Rosie, which is a vintage jewelry store up in Queen Anne. She's also an appraiser for the PBS program Antiques Roadshow. Rosie Saya, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for asking me.
So can you tell us about, you know, one or some of the coolest things that you've ever found at garage sales or estate sales?
Well, of course, I always look for jewelry, but it's not always there. But one of the coolest things I found, and the previous caller that talked about going to the patio or the garage or the cellar, those I follow religiously. And I was in a garage, and I was walking around, and they had some shelves on the side walls. And I looked up, and I saw something a little bit metallic, not real shiny, and it wasn't in a box. It was just laying there, and I pulled it down, and it was a three-piece kinetic sculpture from the 1970s, and it was signed by the artist, and I paid $8 for it, and I went online, and I found out it was worth about $300, and it's in my garden right now, spinning around.
That's the Antiques Roadshow. Who was the artist?
I don't remember his name.
So give us some tips. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. You're an expert. What have you learned about, you know, hunting for treasures at garage sales and estate sales?
I always like to tell people to do the research. If they're looking for a certain thing, make sure that you know how it feels, how it looks. So when you go into a room that has a bunch of stuff in it, the thing that you're looking for almost leaps out at you. If you're looking for a piece of jewelry, get to know what the designer does, the color of stones he uses or she uses, the type of metal they might use. If you're looking for clothing, you know certain styles, certain fabrics, and how they feel to your hand. Research is very valuable. And one thing I found, too, is ask the owner of the sale, is there something you haven't put out? Is there something that's not out? And a lot of times they've saved things in the back and it's going to be out the next day and say, well, you know, I collect this or I collect that. And sometimes they'll let you look at what's not out in the sale.
What about haggling? I mean, this is Seattle. I'm wondering if there's kind of a special Seattle version of haggling. It's, you know, different than you'd find elsewhere. But what's your style and what success do you have with it?
I was raised in the secondhand business. My parents had a secondhand store in Orlando, Florida, and I learned from my mother, you look at the pieces, you see the price, then you maybe gather a group of items, and you add it up in your head. You think, what can I sell it for? And then you make an offer for the whole group, and usually it's about, 60 to 70% of what they're asking for. And usually that works because what they want to do, they want to sell these items. And a lot of times they might be a little overpriced, and then you can make a killing that way by buying several pieces instead of just one. And other things, don't act too excited about it.
Classic advice. Rosie Saya, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
She owns Rhinestone Rosie. It's a vintage jewelry store up on Queen, and is also an appraiser for the PBS program Antiques Roadshow. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear about your advice and about some of the best or coolest or craziest or wildest or most awesome things that you've ever found at garage sales. 206-543-5869 or toll free 800-289-5869. You can email us. Email us the photos at conversation@kuow.org. Maybe you stumbled on something really weird at a garage sale or an estate sale. Here's Cairo's Rachel Bell.
I was at an estate sale, and I wandered into the bathroom and was quite surprised to see the medicine cabinet open, and all of the contents inside were for sale. It was obviously the home of an old lady who had passed, and all of these beauty products were super old. I mean, some of them were probably 10, 15, 20 years old, like Jean Nate toner. They were all used. Some of the bottles were half full. Some were three quarters full. They were all dusty, and they were all for sale, which I thought was the creepiest thing ever.
Maybe you're practical about your garage selling. Maybe you're not. Maybe it's where you buy all of your furniture and clothes. How's that working for you? Give us a call, 206-543-5869. Send us a photograph of those t-shirts, conversation@kuow.org. What's the coolest thing you've ever found? We're talking about garage sales. We've got Lefty Soteris on the line. He's a Seattle resident and a self-described expert haggler. Lefty?
Yeah.
So what are the secrets? We heard a minute ago what Rosie's secrets were. What are your secrets for getting a good deal at a garage sale?
You know, bundling up the products, like Rosie said, is a great way to get a good deal on products. Another good thing to do is to have the change available. You know, if you're haggling on a deal and you say, hey, you know, I'll give you $10 for this much stuff, and then all of a sudden you pull out a $20 bill, it doesn't really make it an easy way for the buyer to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll give you that deal. It's also good if you have that $10 bill out and ready, say, here, I'll give you this $10. It's right there in their hand. They can see it. They can take it away. It's always good to have dollar bills, singles, you have some quarters available. Sometimes if you take your kids with you on a yard sale, you know, give them a couple quarters and they find a Matchbox car or a doll or something, they can always pick it up and get the skills to haggle in the future. It's one good way to do things.
So be prepared. Do you have anything to share with us? Like, what's something that you found at a garage sale that was particularly amazing or great or cool or weird or awesome?
Yeah, one of my best garage sale pickups was actually a old Missile Command arcade game. I picked it up and was able to haggle down the price from $120 to $50. It needed some work on it, which is a good way you can get some deals on things. If you see something that might need a little work here or there, or if it has a stain or something, you might have to wash out it for clothing. But the Missile Command was by far my best garage sale pickup ever. Fixed it up, got it working. Fun to play.
All right, Lefty, thanks so much for talking to us.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
We're talking about garage sales. It's garage sale season. People are cleaning out their garages. They're putting stuff outside. It's for sale. It's sort of the official kickoff for garage sale season in some ways this weekend. Give us a call, 206-543-5869. Let us know what you're finding, what your strategies and tips are. We've got Van on the line, on the top, calling us from Bellingham. Van, what's your find? What was your find?
It's odd that might have not excited very many people. It was a beat-up old steel Coca-Cola collector's snack tray. I was excited about it, though, because I make medieval armor out of random strange materials. It got turned into a shoulder plate.
with the medieval Coca-Cola label on it?
Yeah, it's got a picture of a lady in, like, vintage 1950s clothing And that's on there with the Coca-Cola logo and a series of segmented armored plates.
Cool. Van, thanks so much for telling us about it. We're talking about garage sales, and we want to hear about what some of the coolest things you've found at garage sales have been over the years, or if you've got tips about haggling or how to get a good deal at a garage sale, give us a call, 206-543-5869. We've got Marcus calling us from Bellingham. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Hey, yeah. Can you hear me there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is back in the day in Spokane, a nice lady who I guess used to have a country band with her husband, had some cool old pictures and her old Fender P bass that she wanted way too much money for, but she had a the head part of a what's called a blackface super reverb, like a 65 Fender amp, but it was just the kind of internal guts of it. Anyway, I think I paid $40 for it and sold it the next day for $400 or $500.
Wow.
But I sold it to a guy who repros them and makes, you know, meticulous kind of reproduction cabinets and whatever, so I felt okay about it. But I'd pay $1,000 for it now, but anyway.
All right, Marcus, thanks so much for telling us that story. We're hearing your stories about your successes at garage sales. Maybe there's some garage sale horror stories out there. I'm not sure what those would be. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us the photos of your garage sales. We're going to be assembling those. Conversation@kuow.org, photos of your favorite finds. We've got Peter on the line calling us from Queen Anne. Peter, what's your story?
I went to a garage sale actually in Vietnam, just outside Saigon, about 12 years ago. And I collect watches, and I noticed a really cool-looking watch in the corner, and in a glass cabinet that this person had, and they wanted $150 for it. I managed to haggle it down to $100. The actual label said Patek Philippe, which is a very, very famous watch, but I just took it off as being a fake, and then I had it appraised about 6 months later because somebody said I should, and it was worth $7,500. It was actually a genuine watch.
Oh man, did you feel guilty about that at all, or just really psyched?
Not for a second.
What are garage sales like in Vietnam?
It's kind of not the same as here because they all congregate in a square, but it's people from people's homes. It's not so much dealers or anything like that. And they congregate in squares, and there's normally, you know, 20 or 30, and they'll get a car park at the weekend, and so people get their tables, and they put them all up and that kind of stuff. But, it was really cool. So I still own the watch.
All right. Peter, thanks so much for telling us about it.
You're welcome. Bye.
We're talking about garage sales, amazing finds, cool finds, and also your tips and strategy for garage sailing. If you've got any tips or strategies to share with us, give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Let's see, we've got Mike calling us from Redmond. Hey, Mike.
Hi. I was living in San Francisco, and I found a peanut machine, a peanut vendor, kind of chrome with Art Deco. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. And there were two of them for sale. I paid $20, and I always kick myself for not getting that second one. So I know if there's two things that you really love, go ahead and get them both. And it kind of started me on a collecting old vending machines and coin-operated stuff, and now I have like 100 gumball machines in my house.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, if you pick up something like that, you can... becomes a real addiction.
Sounds like you could start a museum.
Thought about it.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for that phone call. We're talking about garage sales on this occasion. There's a garage sale day happening on Saturday, and we're hearing folks tell us about what they've found at garage sales that they really loved, and also their tips for garage sales. Maybe you like to go gift shopping at garage sales, hoping to find something to give a friend. Here's what Cairo's Rachel Bell had to say about that.
They had a big box of cassettes on sale for a quarter each. And so I found these two cassettes for my friend Sean, who doesn't have a working cassette or a radio player in his car. So what he does is he drives around town with this 1982 little portable cassette player in his car and plays cassettes while he drives. So I thought, I'm going to find him some cassettes, and he'll be so happy. So I went through, and I found two Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff cassettes for him, and I was so proud of myself, and I wrapped them up. And later that night when I saw him, I gave him these cassettes, very proud of myself. And he opened them up, and he said, oh, that's so nice, but I already have both of these on cassette. I thought, who already has two Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff cassettes already? But he did.
All right, 206-543-5869 is the number to call. Tell us about your garage sale finds or horror stories or minor horror stories. 206-543-5869. We've got Alan calling us from Bellingham. We've had a lot of calls from Bellingham today. Alan, what's your story?
I went to a garage sale that was about, two blocks from my house. And there's a guy there that had a safe, kind of a floor safe, and it had wheels on it, and I didn't want it. I wasn't really interested, but I was looking at it, and the guy said, look, here's the combination. you can have it if you just take it away. So I rolled it back to my house and stuck it in the garage. And a couple of, I guess it was a day later, I opened it up, and it was full of letters from World War One and $20 gold pieces.
What?
A bunch of them in there. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. And I like to think of myself as an honest person, so I rolled it back to their house, and I said, you know, you wouldn't believe it. I found I've got all these gold pieces, and I'm, you know, I'm going basically on karma here. I think I have some good karma. And they were all excited, and they started looking at the letters, and they were from this girl's grandfather, apparently.
Wow.
So they said, thank you. I was kind of hoping they'd say, you know, here's a $20 gold piece for you, but they pretty much said thank you. And later on, I thought about it, and maybe they thought that, you know, there was more money in there, and I'd taken it, but I didn't. I gave everything back to them. So I feel good about that.
That's an amazing story. Do you feel like the karma's come back to you in some other way?
I think the karma's come back to me many times, many, many times. I've had a good life.
All right, Alan, thanks so much for telling us about it. And thanks to you for all of your phone calls. We heard some great calls today and also got some great tips from Lefty Sitaris about Hagley and also Rosie Saya, who joined us from Rhinestone Rosie. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.